This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 16 for Tuesday, August 13th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower Tuesday, hitting fresh contract lows as a sell-off in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to weigh on prices. November down $17.60 at $569.50 per ton. Expectations for record soybean yields in the U.S. this year and larger than expected carryout projections kept soybeans and soy oil pointed lower, with weekly U.S. crop condition ratings also showing favorable conditions. Bearish chart signals contributed to the resulting declines in canola, and the November contract hit its lowest level for the front month contract in 4 years. Ongoing uncertainty over Western Canadian crop conditions did remain somewhat supportive, but any end-user bargain hunting was only coming forward on a scaled-down basis. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were weaker, while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans saw follow-through selling after yesterday's bearish USDA and carryout estimates. The November contract down 23 cents at a new contract low of 962.5 per bushel. The USDA forecast record large U.S. soybean yields this year. With relatively favorable growing conditions, many market participants are of the opinion that the actual crop will end up even bigger, with slow export demand making supplies larger still. Condition ratings for the U.S. crop were left unchanged at 68% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's well ahead of levels at this time last year. Private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China announced this morning did provide some support. Corn also pressured by large U.S. crop projections and the good U.S. Growing conditions. The September contract down 5 cents at 377 and 3 quarters. The USDA forecast U.S. corn yields at record large levels yesterday, but an expected cut to harvested area on the year would limit production from hitting a new record. U.S. corn condition ratings held steady at 67% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. Flash sales of U.S. corn to Mexico announced this morning provided some support. Wheat ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 0.75 cents in September at $5.93 per bushel. Kansas City down 0.5 cent in September at $5.47 3/4. Chicago soft wheat down 8 cents in the September contract at $5.28 3/4. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 93% complete as of this past Sunday. That's up 5 points from the previous week and slightly ahead of average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 13th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.